We found out that Derek Carr chose the Saints because the Saints are apparently better and ready to dominate the NFC South. Let's find out if that's true in the eyes of Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer. Also, check out the Sports Legends of the Carolinas podcast. First episode this season, Greg Olson, who I want to talk to Scott about, and Cornbread Maxwell, who is one of the most entertaining and colorful figures in all of basketball media. Scott Fowler joins us on the Adam Gold Show. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Adam. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate your time. Real quick about Olson before we get to the Panthers. I know they signed Olson, went to Fox, and then Fox put out the big deal for Tom Brady, $16 bazillion to be their analyst. There's no way he's going to be as even close to as good as Olson was this year. No,
I tend to agree with you. I thought Olson was exceptional. The good thing is that Brady has already said he's not joining up in 2023. So we get one more year of Olson in that number one 18 seat. And then by 2024, I mean, Tom Brady, who knows, right? It could go a number of ways. Even a three-man booth has been kicked about as a possibility. But also, Olson has a shot, I think, in his contract if he wanted to leave for a number one job elsewhere. I think that is at least something that could be negotiated. But in any case, we get him for another year in that top slot, and I think he's really good.
Oh, he's tremendous, and he doesn't make it about him, and he's on top of the rules and all of that. I know everybody was in love with Tony Romo right away, because Romo was so energetic for CBS, and he was predicting what was going to happen. He was on top of it. I don't know that Romo was quite as dialed in as he used to be. I think it certainly can wear on you, but, man, it was it also wasn't like it was a debut for Greg Olson, because he had kind of dabbled in it while he was still an active player, but he is, I think, exceptional. Scott Fowler, as you are, at Scott_Fowler on Twitter. All right, today's poll question was, do the Panthers have to play against Derek Carr twice a year, or do they get to play against Derek Carr twice a year? Would you like to weigh in on that?
I did not think Derek Carr was the answer for the Panthers, honestly, Adam. And maybe I was scarred by the David Carr experience. I've been here so long, I remember his brother playing quarterback for the Panthers, and it did not go well. This was back in like 2007 or something. Of course, Derek's way better than his brother was, but I don't know. I mean, that was a whole lot of money to jump on that quarterback carousel one more time. I really hope they draft someone and groom someone and have a lower price bridge quarterback this year, but really figure they're going to turn the reins over to the rookie, you know, by the end of this year or by 2024.
Scott Fowler from the Charlotte Observer is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. We're at the ACC tournament, by the way, and we'll get back to talking basketball in a second, but there's enough football news, especially with regards to quarterbacks and the Carolina Panthers. So I spoke to Scott Fitterer last week from the Scouting Combine. It was the first time I had spoken to Scott, and I enjoyed the conversation. And I thought he was pretty honest without saying it out loud. It does sound to me like their plan is to get their quarterback in this draft, drafting mm-hmm. somebody that they believe can be their quarterback down the road. He didn't seem like it had to be a trade-up. Do you think it's going to have to be a trade-up, or are they okay with hoping that somebody's left at nine?
Yeah, you know, those four guys, the way quarterbacks rise in the last 2 weeks of the draft, or really the last month or so, is almost inevitable. So I don't know if one of those four guys is left at nine. Odds are probably one is, but it might be your fourth choice of the, you know, the four guys, Levis, Richardson, Stroud, and Bryce Young.
Right.
So I think the safer way to do it is probably to trade up. I don't think they absolutely have to do it. I mean, we always forget about Matt Corral. I mean, he might be,
who knows, right,
who knows anything about that guy? But he's, I mean, he could be a third-round pick, sometimes pan out. So they've got that one sort of in the hopper, but I think they have to pick one. And I would think that, you know, trading up in the 3 to 5, 6 range would allow them to probably get maybe one of their top two choices, which is probably good enough.
Scott Fowler from the Charlotte Observer is joining us here. You know, I've made a joke, and I've made it several times, that every day it seems like there is a new number one overall pick. I think I have seen all four of those quarterbacks mocked at number one at some point or another. And I don't know if it was Anthony Richardson of Florida declared himself a Cam Newton type that he was mocked at number one or not. But like, I think the latest one on ESPN was they have Richardson going 4 and they have Bryce Young 1 and Stroud 2 and Richardson 4 and Levis falling all the way to 9. Do you get a sense that the Panthers have a guy that they think is the best of those four? Because I just don't know how you tell.
I'm not sure they really do. Not in a absolute sort of way. I'm sure they have personal preferences and have, you know, been studying those guys closely for a long time. But until they get all the scouts in the same room and really delve into it deeply. You're right about Fitterer, Adam. I'm glad you got to talk to him. He is honest, and it's refreshing. And pretty much he says, like, you know, what he can as it is. And so I think he's pretty believable. I think they are going to draft one. It's just a matter of who. My sort of guess, and this is only a guess, is that it would be Richardson is who they would really like. And the reason is he's got, you know, yeah, Cam Newton's is a decent comparison. I don't know. Who knows he'll ever be a tenth that good. But also, you got to – Josh Allen, I mean, there's quarterbacks now. You've got to be able to run, and you've got the athleticism to a large extent you cannot teach. The rest of it you can. Allen was, you know, seen as a really raw prospect coming out. Mm-hmm. We all saw how that worked out. So I think that's a guy that if I was guessing which way they were leaning, I might guess that way.
Scott Fowler is joining us from the Charlotte Observer. But the other question I have, and there's really no way to answer this without admitting that it's always a crapshoot. I'm not sure that any of the quarterbacks are worth giving up future assets to trade up. And I think that's the quandary that all of these teams are in. We know it's going to happen. We know that every team is looking for the quarterback and they're all willing to buy the lottery ticket. But I mean, it's your chances aren't that much better than winning the lottery, I think.
Yeah, that's the quandary, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about the Carr brothers. You know, longtime NFL fans will remember that David Carr was once considered a can't-miss prospect and a number one overall pick. Number one.
Yep.
I mean, and that guy really, you know, kind of bombed out, went to a bad situation in Houston, and by the time he got to the Panthers, he was skittish. And so these guys, you know, for them, I'm sure it's weird, too, because, like, it really, really matters where you end up. I mean, you can be a, you know, Brock Purdy and end up on that sort of team, or you can, you know, end up on a team where you get sacked 65 times.
Scott Fowler is joining us here. Before we let you go, and a quick reminder, Sports Legends of the Carolinas podcast, Greg Olson was the first guest this season, and Cornbread Maxwell, who is an entertaining human being, longtime NBA player, played at UNCC, and is, I think, still part of the Boston Celtics radio team. Real quick before I say goodbye, Charlotte kid, Daniel Jones, wants $40 million a year plus. Would you?
For these guys, probably not. I think it's, you know, again, sort of the same issue as Derek Carr, but I hope he gets it. He's a good guy, and, you know, yep. I like to see Charlotte guys do well. I mean, he's a very good NFL quarterback. We've seen that. I think the Giants are going to end up figuring something out, though, with Daniel Jones.
I think so, too. Scott Fowler, at @Scott_Fowler on Twitter from the Charlotte Observer. I appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Get that ACC tournament warmed up for us, Adam. Thank you very much.
You got it.